for just you calling us into a relationship, for choosing us by grace, for opening our eyes to you. And Lord, may you bless us with your presence this morning. Holy Spirit, we thank you for being here. Teach us your ways, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. Does everyone have a piece of paper? If you don't, we have some blank paper here and a writing utensil. Okay. Get some paper. Pass out the paper, good Chase. Blank paper right here. If you don't have paper, we have some for you. Today? Anybody remember?
You have to write an arduous conversation.
Yeah. Thank you. We went through the what is called the anthropological argument for the existence of God. Okay? It's the existence of man and how that is an argument for the existence of God. And if you don't, if you have your printouts of the PowerPoint, you can turn it and read those. But what I'm going to have you do for this class is I want you to basically kind of in a sentence kind of write a chapter or so on of a book. What I mean is that you're going to actually write out an actual conversation that you are going to have with an atheist or an unbelieving friend, and you're going to use this argument, okay, as a way to defend why you believe God exists through the existence of man. Can anybody even want to take a stab at what the gist of the argument is that we went over last 2 weeks?
Does God exist?
Okay, but what's the gist of the argument that we present?
The sense of justice.
Okay.
The cause and effect.
There's cause and effect. The part of it is that effect cannot be greater than cause. Yeah. Okay. Well. Now, basically, we said this, though. Where is it? In essence, what makes up a human being? And what's, first of all, what's this? So I can't picture of a blank canvas. What is it?
Where did everything come from?
That is the existence, that would be evolution. That would be everything contained in that little white square, mm-hmm. that blank canvas, is everything that's ever existed based upon evolution, okay? Nothing exists outside of that. Even the piece of wood that's holding that up doesn't exist. Everything that ever has existed, has existed, or ever will exist, can only exist within that blank canvas, okay? And in essence, that's what evolution says, all right? Because we know that no new matter is being created. Okay, that's a first law of thermodynamics. Okay? All right? And so, the argument is that this, our consciousness and rationality, our hearts that are free and that long and yearn to love and be loved and are morally responsible, our soul, which longs for meaning and significance, that is, everyone would agree that that is what makes up, in one sense, a person or a personhood, right? We all have those. So either this can give an explanation as to why we have those, and then the desires that result. In other words, we long for example, we hunger. What does evolution provide for us then? Food, right? In our universe. We thirst and
water.
There is water. We have sex drives, there is sex. Now, can it meet the needs of consciousness and rationality? For example, evolution is an irrational process. It's an indifferent process. Okay? Of what? Chemicals colliding over billions and billions of years to where we evolve into where we are today. Okay? Is that rational at all?
No.
No. But we human beings are rational. I just gave an example of that. Can anybody explain how in the world some of the events that happened in the last election cycle, people are scratching their head trying to figure that out. Why? Because we have a rationality. But how can something that is irrational, evolution, create beings that are long for rationality? Okay? Does that make sense? Any questions about that? I mean, how is that even possible? And we know that it's true, that would mean then that, this is the law of causality, that the effect has now become greater than the cause. Our need for rationality has become greater than anything within that blank canvas. Does that make sense? That then makes human existence completely unexplainable. Right? And that makes human existence a misery. Because you are longing to understand, you're longing for rationality, and you will never get it. You're like a fish out of water that is longing for water, but guess what? Water never existed. Does that make sense? So these basic features of our personhood have got to have the consciousness, rationality, love, morality, meaning, the desires that come from that we've quote unquote evolved into, evolution has to be able to answer those desires like it does. We hunger, there's food. We thirst, there's water. And if it can't, which it doesn't, then you have to look to another source. What they then has pivoted away from evolution, and they've gone to what they call intelligent design. Okay? You know what intelligent design is?
Oh, I didn't hear what you said. Intelligent design.
They're still not acknowledging God, but they see so much design in the universe that there's no way it could have ever been created by mere chance over billions and billions of years. Okay? And so from here on, you can sit there and read these. Okay? You understand the argument. Then you're going to, I want you to begin to write out a conversation, literally line by line, of how you would put this argument in an everyday conversation with a friend. Okay? I'm trying a new attempt for you to get this, to understand it. Okay? I understand if you haven't been here, it may not make the most sense. Does everybody, in essence, or in short, understand at least the basics of what we've gone over for the last 2-3 weeks?
So you want us to do like a them, me, them,
yeah.
Me conversation,
yeah.
Like them, I don't believe in God.
Maybe yes.
Why don't you believe in God?
Or yeah.
If God doesn't exist, why does this happen?
Do you believe that the human beings are personal?
Okay.
And they're going to say what?
Yes.
Yeah, everyone says that. Well, this is what I mean by it. I have a mind, a heart, a soul, all of that. Do you agree with that? And then once they agree to that, then you basically have them. Then you have to try to explain, you know, what, in essence, this is saying here, these paragraphs are, okay? Does that make sense? So, for example, when it comes to morality, right? Do we long for morality?
Yes.
Yes. There are those that say morality is a matter of taste or preference, right? Right?
Yep.
But what happens when you cut them off at an intersection? What is universally the response of humanity? Hit the horn, yell, give them the finger, do whatever. Okay? Or like me, I pray that God would open the earth in front of them, drop that car in and crush them because they shouldn't be slowing me down and cutting me off, right?
I would love to cut you off. I would wait outside.
I got your text, by the way. That was hilarious.
I would love this. That's my pastor going to respond to this.
That reaction tells you what about the person. Universe, that reaction when someone cuts them off and everyone gets mad, what does that tell you about that person and about humanity?
We
have a sense of right, wrong that's within us, right? That's the need for morality, right? So you use examples like that and get them to admit that and then say, okay, well then all of a sudden, how can something that is irrational, that is brute, it's indifferent, it's not, you know, moral at all, it's just pure chance. Chance cannot create something that's so out of sync with itself. Does that make sense? That's how you form your argument. Okay? So take your time. Write it out. I'll be walking around and making sure everyone's enjoying themselves and if you have any questions and so on. And this is my chance for you to actually get something because I know I'll be the same way. Unless I'm sitting there and engaged and taking notes copiously, all that's said here is in one ear and out the other. Once I go in there and have to go worship, and then it's on my mind. I've got to put it, commit to it in me. This is my attempt to get you guys to get it in you. Does that make sense? Okay. Yes, you'd have to read it. So can you give her your notes? You can chat with each other if you want, sure. In other words, you could come here, sit down, take notes, and listen, and it'll be gone. Right? You're going to forget it. Can you even tell me what we preached on last week? See?
But it was good for us at the time. Genesis 6.
Okay, there you go. Right. So this is an attempt just to get me up, keep you accountable, write it down so at least you have this argument. Anyone need a pen or a pencil?
going to have a conversation with Dave Smith. I'm just going to argue that way.
I
2 minutes left. I don't want to take up much of your time. And it's sitting there watching you guys write, and I realized, again, that you're probably learning more now than you've learned the last 6 weeks as you're writing stuff down, thinking it through. And it was funny, too. A lot of you needed to sit there and really process this before you started writing, which is a good thing. It's like writing a book. You don't just start writing a book. Get that blank piece of paper, and what happens?
Sit there for other
sit time. There and think, and then finally ideas start to form and so on. So I'm just curious as to what, not necessarily what you've written down, but what are you learning as you're writing this down? Anybody want to share? In other words, few people are required to share in the next 2 minutes, okay? You what?
It does stick in the brain more when I write it down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, good.
Then I begin to understand this difficult thing that you talked about last week. It begins to gel and make more sense in my own mind.
I can't tell you. I literally, when that book came out in 1996, I think it was, Letters from a Skeptic, I read that, and I would think about it, meditate on it, and reread it, and think about it, hours trying to understand. I have a photographic memory, okay? I can remember things easily, and it was hard for me to get my mind around what he was saying. I still can't explain to you, for me, in a satisfactory way, what is really it means by, and I researched this on the internet the last few weeks, that the effect cannot be greater than the cause. Help me to understand that. I found some analogies, but it goes back to argument and research. It goes all the way back to Plato and Aristotle. These are arguments that have been used for years. And the only thing I remember about the law of cause and effect, it eventually goes back to there's some cause. The Big Bang Theory is not enough. It's what they'll go to explain everything. Where did all everything come for that to actually come into existence?
Something that caused me.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And so, and as I thought it through, and as I began to write down and teach this over the years, it began to slowly register with me. So I thought, let's have you guys do something like this and see if it helps. Anybody else? One or two more people want to share real quick what you're learning as you're writing this down. What I'm asking you to do is something that I know that I got it from my mother. She did the same thing, and I didn't realize it until she told me, but I did the same thing. I can do it when I'm preparing sermons. I will construct conversations in my mind. If anyone else can do that and just go point by point by point, okay, then it should be easier to do this, and you can rationally go through a process. It helps me focus down to what the actual gist of the argument is, and then the Spirit just provides examples, okay, and stuff. And so I'll work on something in like this. I've done this before, but and see if I can get it done this week and get it to you of kind of how I would argue that, because there's other stuff I haven't given you yet that you'll be able to put in your arguments. For example, things that would get an atheist's attention would be this, that as an atheist, you have to agree that you can never experience love. And of course, what are they going to say? That's not true. I can experience love. Well, no, you can't. Well, why do you say that? See, this is me having this conversation. Because love for you is reduced to the ultimate reality from which you've come from, that blank canvas. is what? It's a chemical reaction. So no matter what you think is love, that feeling you have, it's a chemical reaction. Because that's the background from which you came. But is that true? Is that what you think about love? Well, I never thought of it that way, but no. When there's evidence then that you think that something greater than a chemical reaction created you, where does desire come from? All of a sudden, you know, and you do the same thing with their life. You have to admit your life is meaningless and insignificant. It is purposeless. And they don't live that way, right? But that's what you're going to force them to believe, because ultimately, even your what you think is right or wrong is irrelevant. Why is that? Because the ultimate reality that you come from is what? A chemical reaction. Well, I don't think that way, and the world doesn't operate that way. Yeah, that's because the world was created by something that was rational, something that is loving, something. And all of a sudden, all these things, all these evidence of person, evolution is looking a lot like a person. And that's not evolution. And you can't even say it's just an intelligent designer. It's looking a lot like a God. But I say this before, and I'll close this, I'll say it again. All these formed arguments, and some of you've had conversations with atheists, they don't understand what they believe and can articulate why they believe what they believe. But it is meaningless unless God is at work in that person's life. They will shut down because they simply do not want to look at the harsh truth, the harsh reality.
That's what we have to depend on the Spirit.
Right. And that's where you do not force it on anybody. Because it would be casting pearls to swine. Okay? So, okay? Right? Well, let me pray. Father, prepare our hearts for worship this morning. Thank you for bringing us all together. Thank you for the food that we'll partake and just the time we can spend with one another. Will you bless our fellowship? Teach us this morning. Draw us closer to you. In Jesus' name we all pray. Amen. Do we need anything else in terms of like setup? Are we pretty good? What do we need then? I can't, but Chase and others might be able to.
I don't just know. Please continue.
Okay.